Hachette Audio presents We Were Strangers Once, a novel, written by Betsy Carter, read by Suzanne Torin. To everyone from somewhere else. My fellow Americans, we are and always will be a nation of immigrants. We were strangers once, too. Barack Obama. Part 1. In the Old Country. 1.
Remember, he's a busy man. No idle talk. And don't forget to wear your gloves.
When Elizabeth looked up from the street, she could make out her mother's form, still in her dressing gown, standing behind the only unshuttered window on the street. It was early enough that there was no sun, no shadows, nothing except the familiar, harsh voice ricocheting off the cobblestones and whisked away by the frigid February wind. She wanted to shout back, "I don't have to make idle talk. My work speaks for itself." But she had long ago given up on that conversation. Besides, this morning she had no time to waste bickering with her mother. All her attention was focused on one thing and one thing only, her meeting with Germany's most famous naturalist, Professor Rudolf Schneider, who had spent the past 5 years compiling research on the birds of Europe. Now he was looking for someone to illustrate his work, which was, in a sense, what Elisabeth Arnstein had been doing for most of her 21 years. When she had been a few months shy of 8 years old, Elizabeth's father had become so ill that he'd taken to his bed. After school, she would come home and sit with him. Sometimes she'd get under the covers and lie with her head on his shoulder while he slept. It was early spring, and though he appreciated his daughter's attention, even craved it, Bernard Arnstein also felt it was unnatural for a girl Elizabeth's age to be confined to a dark room with a dying man. Knowing what a quick hand and deft mind she had, he'd said to her, "Elizabeth, take your pad and pencils outside and bring back the spring to me." So every day after school, she would go with her sketchbook to the Stadtwald, the largest forest in Frankfurt, and sit quietly in the brush, drawing the foliage and insects and birds around her. At night she would lay her sheets of sketches at the foot of her father's bed, and he would ask questions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?